From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for September 2nd, 2026. Grand Canyon National Park has closed overnight guest lodging in response to the significant flash flooding that killed two people on August 31st. Stage 4 water restrictions are also implemented on the South Rim for the foreseeable future, according to a news release from the National Park Service. A storm system moved through the North Rim over the weekend, producing heavy rainfall that led to the flash flooding in Bright Angel Canyon and the Phantom Ranch area. Rescuers saved 80 people from the floods. Rangers referred to the park's permit system and checked vehicle license plates to track the number of missing people. The flooding caused extensive damage to the Trans Canyon water line, which is currently not operational. It's the only water supply that serves visitors to the park and residents of Grand Canyon Village. Officials have also instituted other restrictions, such as dry camping only at South Rim campgrounds, emergency water rules for year-round residents, and fire restrictions. Heat is killing thousands more Americans every year than official data suggests, and the U.S. health system is struggling to document its often silent role. Debbie Wilson is acutely aware of how death can fall through the cracks. Debbie and her son, Adam Wilson, lived in a sun-scorched neighborhood in Tucson, Arizona. They were both born with a genetic disorder called DeGeorge syndrome, which caused them heart problems. Adam also had cerebral palsy and developmental delays, so Debbie cared for him full-time, even after he became an adult. Despite those challenges, Adam was thriving as he reached his late 20s, Debbie says. DeGeorge syndrome also made both Adam and Debbie highly sensitive to heat. Too much heat exposure could trigger seizures and strain their already stressed hearts. On really hot days, even stepping outside would be too much for the two of them, Debbie says, so they'd retreat back into their house and hope the swamp cooler could keep them comfortable. But in southern Arizona, heat is inescapable. That's especially true as climate change drives temperatures higher. The city's annual number of extremely hot days, days whose highs are hotter than 95%, of 1991 to 2020 temperatures, has grown by nearly an entire month since 1970. June 2024 was no different, hot. Nearly every day that month topped 100 degrees, with 14 days at 105 or higher. Partway through the month, the swamp cooler broke down, but money was, as always, tight, and Debbie couldn't afford to fix it. The house heated up and stayed hot. Debbie was anxious, especially when Adam started having trouble with his heart. She immediately booked an appointment with his doctor. The morning of that appointment, Debbie went into Adam's room to wake him up. But his body was cold and limp. Adam had died overnight. He was 27 years old. Adam Wilson's death is likely one of the thousands of heat-related deaths that go unaccounted in the U.S. every year. Federal records show that on average, about 1,700 people died from heat-related causes each year in the U.S. between 2018 and 2025. But a new investigation from NPR and Boston University finds that the number is likely about 9,000, or 5 times higher. And even that number may underestimate heat's deadly impact. Read the full story at knpr.org. Priority access for tickets for the inaugural Professional Women's Hockey League Las Vegas 2026-27 season has begun. Fans can currently place a deposit to purchase a season ticket membership that gives them access to ticket sales before the general public. In a news release from the PWHL, Las Vegas says it will release its upcoming schedule in early fall, potentially as early as late September or early October. The team is slated to play a majority of its home games at T-Mobile Arena, with some games played at Lee's Family Forum in Henderson. The permanent brand identity, including the team's name and logo, has not been announced yet. Never mind the failed movie studio tax credit bill, Las Vegas continues to support its own film industry. Enter the new Shameless Plug Film Festival. It's run by 4 women looking to empower other filmmakers, especially those who live in Southern Nevada, as well as promote diversity in the industry. Just ahead of the festival, KNPR's State of Nevada spoke to Nadine Belosos, co-founder of local collective Eccentric Artists, which produces Shameless Plug, and one of the Las Vegas-based filmmakers featuring their work at the festival, Sofia Mendoza de Lima. Hear the full story at knpr.org. Las Vegas Arts District business owners launched a petition September 1st to form a business improvement district. That's according to the Las Vegas Sun. A business improvement district generally operates independently from and in addition to city management. The organization would be a private nonprofit that would fund security, cleaning, and marketing for the area. Property owners representing more than 50% of the assessed area value must sign the petition. Then the city council must hold a public hearing and pass an ordinance. The proposed first-year budget is $1.9 million and would pay for lighting, cameras, graffiti removal, and wayfinding signage. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.